welcome to the Space Show.
Thank you. Thank you.
How long have you worked at the Kennedy Space Center?
52 years.
And you must have some memories in all that time. What's your first experience here?
The first real experience, when they first start firing rockets out here, they would, a lot of them wouldn't even leave the tower. They would pick up 2 or 3 feet and fall right back down.
Those are the ones we see cartwheeling in the documentaries.
Right.
And how close would you have been to those when that happened?
About a mile and a half.
Gosh. You could have been hit.
Yeah, sure. I mean, everybody, you're warned when they fit the fire for a rocket. Everybody was alerted, and you was for to watch. If you have to run, you just have to run. But during that time, you know, everybody would stop doing whatever they were doing and come out to watch where the rocket was going. A lot of them fell in the river and by the trailer parks and everywhere.
Do you remember the first manned space flights, the Mercury and Gemini?
Yes, I was working that program also. When they first started, the Gemini, that's when they went to two-man one, two-man rockets. The Mercury was a one-man. And I was here when Alan Shepard first got on the first one to go. I was here watching that. Yeah. And it's been so long, I forget who was behind him.
Gus Grissom.
Gus Grissom, yeah. Yeah. And one of the most heartbreaking thing. Well, when I was sitting there when the astronauts got burned up on the pad, White Chafee and who was it?
Grissom.
Yeah, because you called it. Yeah, I was watching. I was there when that happened. Yeah. Then we had one waiter. They were sending a satellite up, and the satellite fired off in the building, in the spin test building, and it burned up a lot of people.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Yeah, it sure. And that was another bad situation. And I was watching the Challenger when it exploded. I was out on the airstrip where they bring in all the supplies and things. And we was all out there watching, and when it lift off, and it was gone, and you know, it just blew apart. Pieces went different directions. Didn't nobody want to believe that had happened. That's the first time anybody witnessed one blowing up in the air. But that was a sad situation.
And the mood around the Kennedy Space Center must have been very bad days.
It was very, very bad. You know, everybody was sad. You know.
During the Apollo days, Apollo 11 to 17, or Apollo 8 and 7, there must have been an enormous amount of excitement.
Sure, when they going to the moon. Yeah, that was exciting. And when they sat down on the moon and everybody would listen, they were broadcasting it, and everybody would listen to it. Yeah, that was an exciting day and celebrations that day. Yeah.
And then, of course, there was Skylab.
Yeah. When they put, that's another one, when they got put it to start working on that program, they put that up, and they was going back and forward up there to that thing. And when they put the, oh boy, where they are now, up there in
the space station.
Yeah, in the space station, when they start working on that and start carrying stuff up there to build that. And I watch all that stuff being loaded, because I worked in transportation. We haul a lot of stuff that went on that. And that was something, yes. And they would take it over to the space station processing facility. They would pack it up and send it up to the space station.
So if you ever went up there, which you'd pretty much recognize most of the bits and pieces.
Oh, yeah. I seen just about all of it. I seen it being shipped out, brought in some like come from where you from. they would bring stuff over to go on the space station.
And how do you feel now that the space shuttle program is finishing up?
Well, it's kind of sad, but you know everything got to come to an end one day. The end is to start something else. You know. If you don't stop one thing, you continue with the same thing. You won't advance. You go to the next step, and that's what they be looking forward to. I don't probably be in on it, but I like to see it happen. Yeah. To go to the next step. And people, you know, we just get used to something and we don't want to change it. and that's the sad part about it. It's going to take change in order to advance. If you don't change nothing, you ain't going to get no more than what you got. Mm-hmm. And so it's a nice thing to do is change and going to something else, but it hurt the pocketbook of certain people. People were living off of this program. It kind of kicked them back. But if they're young enough, they'll be in the next one. If you're young enough, if you're old, you know things are going to keep going. Your time ain't going to stop and wait on you. So, you know, I like to see it advance to the next level so we can keep going and doing the thing we need to do. Yeah. That's where it started out. And when I first started, I didn't have none of this stuff. But they just, I was up when I started, wouldn't hear nothing here but the Air Force. NASA wasn't even here.
If when you started back, you know, the rockets exploding, the Mercury days, someone had told you there would be a space shuttle carrying seven people at one time to a space station which could accommodate, well, theoretically 12, but in reality 6 people, would you have believed it then?
Not really. No, I wouldn't have believed it, because nobody had even talked about anything like that. And so when they started the space program, that happened in the first round of 62, 61. They started talking about spaceship, going into space, and because it didn't start out as that. It was just a test site out here. It wasn't a shell or nothing like that. It was just for testing rockets. That's what it was, a test site. Cape Canaveral test, Eastern Test Range. That's when I started out here, that's what it was. Then I seen it grow into one to the next, until to now.
Yes. It's the center's become an industrial center, pretty much, hasn't it?
Yes, that's all it is. Yep. Just about. That's about all it is, you know. But, you know, we're doing what we have to do, you know. And we might not like it. Some of us don't like what they don't like. But like I say, a lot of people don't want change. But that's what keeps us going. That's what keeps the world moving, change. And if you want to stop the world, no. You want to keep you going. So, you know, I just love to see things work out and keep everything moving, you know. And that's the only way you're going to do it, because you can't go any further with the shell harder than you can go now. You can go to the space station and back, but where else are you going with it? Where is she going with it? They want to build something to go further. You know, you can go to the space station and you'll make a million trips, but you haven't advanced any further. That's further you're going. But you got to have something you can do better with. It's a good program for what it was built for. It was a good program. But now it's time to move on. It's time to move on.
Well, thanks for joining us on the Space Show.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.